Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
There is no surrender nor room in the universe to ever, ever escape the encompassing, all-purposing, and the bigness of things and, like, stuff and that. And, like, zombies, we're coming to get you, coming to get you, coming to, coming to, coming to, coming to get you. Hi, people. We appear to be short a jazzy today, and in the meantime, EW has decided to join with us today.
Yay!
Way! And we're going to have fun. Because you know what?
What?
I'm tired.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a zombie on crack. I mean, yeah.
No, Cherry Coke, actually.
Ooh, hey.
I had some Cherry Coke earlier today.
Those are so good.
They make my teeth hum. I can't drink more than one in a couple of days.
Really?
Yep. They are so full of sugar. They are so full of caffeine. They are so full of everything else that's bad for you. My system is starting to say, yeah, you got to pull back on that. Pull back.
Yeah. There is a calm down button. Get on that button.
Hell no, no goddamn call that calm down button. Not in zombie land. In Zombieland, there is no such thing as calm down. It's go faster. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, Helene, I didn't bring duct tape. I just thought we'd let the zombie loose today.
The zombie is loose. He's got a goose. He hit a moose. And now I think I'm looking for a noose.
Speaking of which, I saw a new side of zombies this week. Well, these last 2 weeks, in a sense. Because. Well, I was telling you a little bit about Grimm kind of before the show, but that's what they've been doing is the voodoo zombies, which was interesting.
Voodoo! Voodoo is cool, interesting, neat stuff. I actually am more inclined to the supernatural zombie stuff than anything else, personally, myself. And
yeah.
When I get my zombie book ready and done, and sorry, books done, there will be more about supernatural zombies than there will be about, some weird alien infectious disease thing from a comet floating by kind of just dropped on and landed all over the planet.
Boy, I could say so many bad things to that right now.
Did you know that pollen is trees raping you?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ew.
Yes.
Oh, I heard a female voice in there. Are you
look,
imitating Jazzy again?
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
Jazzy's here!
Yeah.
What? Where?
I know where Jazzy is. She's right over there.
I don't know who this Jazzy is that you speak of.
It's Jazzy McJazzy Hands.
So I guess I need to say exit, stage right.
Stage left. Dude, you're a left person.
Yeah, I don't have his voice either, so I'm going right.
Snagglepuss. Even though that wasn't Snagglepuss.
Right?
So welcome to the show, Jazzy. So glad you could make it.
Oh, thank you.
So, do you know what tonight's show is going to be all about? Seeing as how I've had absolutely zero prep time with you today?
It's going to be a big old surprise for me.
Woohoo! It's a surprise show. We're going to surprise everyone.
The past 2 days have just been crazy with me, okay?
Really?
Yes.
Well, okay. I heard you had some happy time today.
I did. I had my second job interview today, and I got the job.
Congrats! Happiness for you.
So happy.
Now you
and my eyes are less swollen today than they were yesterday.
Excellent. Now you can get money and buy stuff.
Yes.
Awesome.
Money.
We need stuff. People need to get stuff.
I love stuff. I can buy shoes now. Shoes.
Oh, are you a shoe person?
I'm a shoe person.
Okay, then you have to go and spread my post that I put up on Facebook today. Actually, as in about half an hour ago. Welcome to the really, really big shoe. We're going to have us tonight, gentlemen and ladies in the chat room. Welcome to a really, really big shoe.
Shoes!
And I'm going to go out on a limb and guess you probably don't know that reference.
No.
That's okay. It's a really, really old show. His name is escaping me right now, but he used to be the guest host on a one of the first talk shows. And he always said, "Welcome to the really big shoe," because he had a weird accent pronouncing show. Uh-oh, don't do that. I heard you typing. You're typing into the chat room.
You were saying congratulations to me.
I know.
Because I got a job.
I'm being facetious, Makeda, because that's what I do.
And that is an awesome shoe. I would so wear that shoe around.
Did you see it?
I did.
It's a Walking Dead shoe.
I'm Facebook stalking now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, Facebook going off.
Uh-huh. So, I decided about 10 minutes ago what tonight's show was going to be about. 10 minutes ago? Okay, maybe 15 minutes ago. Ed Sullivan, that was the name of the gentleman I was trying to remember. Thank you, Randy. Tonight's show is going to be about creatures in horror movies. So, you know how we like to talk about spiders and devil monkeys, right?
Devil monkeys!
Exactly. And, you know, tonight I have no spiders crawling on my ceiling to kill. So, this will be a spider-free zone tonight, but we will talk about giant spiders. Yes.
Speaking of spiders, I found that post for you last week after you killed the spiders.
The one about the spider eating the mouse or something?
I don't know. It was a big giant spider, and I was like, squish it!
Yes, it was. I did. Doctor Who. What? What? Really big shoe. Okay, so, do you know me? I like to watch all kinds of weird movies, right?
Yeah.
So before we go there, I'm going to say a quick review on what movies we watched this weekend. We saw two interesting movies. Neither one of them, either a science fiction, a horror, or a fantasy movie. No magic. No swords and sorcery, no zombies, no monsters, no mythical creatures.
No zombies?
None. No.
What?
No mythical creatures whatsoever. No vampires, no werewolves, no lichen, no dinosaurs. No, none of them.
That's blasphemy.
No. That's movie for me.
Okay.
So, this weekend we watched Jack Reacher and Django. Django.
Love Django.
Oh, you're talking the new one, right?
The new one.
Okay, because you know it's a remake.
I did not know this, but I was told by one of my friends to watch it, and I watched it.
Okay, so we can talk about a movie that we both seen now.
Yes!
It was a fun movie. I enjoyed it because I thought the writing was really good. I love the German dentist guy turned bounty hunter. He was fun.
I loved him.
Did you like where he kept his money? I laughed my ass off when I saw him open his safe.
Why can't I remember where he kept his money?
Do you remember the tooth bouncing on top of his cart?
Oh, yes!
Perfect place, because who's going to look there? Yeah.
I like how he treated the slaves with respect.
I wouldn't say it was with respect. That was a very cruel and very unkind time of the existence and stuff. But he did it in the way that it was done back then. I mean, this was something I was mentioning earlier to somebody, that the N-word was thrown about through this whole freaking movie, and it's like everywhere through this movie. It hits you over the head. But the thing is, society back then, they talked like that. And
right.
You kind of lose perspective on it if it's not there. And I thought it was really well done in context. I personally would not go around doing that, nor would I imitate much of any of it, except maybe once in a while a couple of a terms and expressions throughout. I thought it was fun. But, yeah. I thought the dialogue... And I don't like Leonardo DiCaprio. Can't stand him, usually. Really, really, really can't stand him. But I liked his character in this movie. He was a prick bastard who deserved to be...
I'm confused now.
Precisely that. What?
I don't remember Leo being in it.
What? He's the guy that was running the plantation where the Mandingos were. The whole fights with the slaves were fighting. You don't remember Leonardo in there. He's a big part of the movie.
I don't remember this, and I'm getting on IMDb. Oh my god, he was in it.
He was the blonde guy. He was the plantation owner at the end that they're trying to bargain with to buy Django's wife back from.
He was Calvin Candy, and...
Yes, he was Calvin Candy.
Oh my god.
From Candyland.
I thought he was such an asshole.
Precisely.
That's probably why I don't... Why I'm, like, blocking out that it was Leonardo DiCaprio, because I want to think of him as... On the Titanic, the hopeless romantic.
Screw that! Leonardo DiCaprio sucks as an actor as far as I'm concerned, because he always plays the same character. He's always that, oh, look at me, I'm a handsome dude, I'm going to save the girl, because, you know, that's what I do. Oh, look, see, money shot, ding. And I hate that! That drives
but
me up the freaking
that
wall!
Time.
That's why I liked him this time. Because this time, he plays a character that's like, yeah, I could believe that. And look, he's believable in this role. He nails it. And like I said, this is coming from me, from a guy, I can't stand him. He was good. And Samuel Jackson as the old, I don't remember the exact term for what his role was, but as the head slave guy for the... candy plantation owner. Oh my god! At first I didn't recognize him. It was funny. But yes.
I didn't like him.
You didn't like Samuel Jackson? You didn't like him because he didn't help Little Miss Chicky Poo.
Yeah, you exactly.
Know, up until that part when he actually says, Mr. Candy, I have something to tell you. I need to bring you into the kitchen. You want to hear this. And that kind of crap is like, oh man, I thought for sure he was going to help her. No! Jeebers!
He wanted her all to himself.
Oh, by the way, people, if you haven't seen the movie, spoiler alerts. No, he didn't want her for himself. He was misguided in his devotion to the family. He was essentially the butler for 70 freaking years at that plantation. So his loyalty is obviously to the guy who has been taking care of him, which is Mr. Candy, Mr. Candy's father, Mr. Candy's father's father. So it was just a misguided sense of loyalty there. Say what again?
And then the poor guy that played Django, everyone was like, no, no, he can't ride a horse. He's a slave. And no, he's a free man.
Uh-huh. But that's... A little over the top-ish, but still, that was very much like that time period.
Yeah.
It's like, you see a slave walking around with a gun. Whoa, dude, that's just not right. Oh, and that whole spiel that they went on about the dots in the back of the head? Did you remember that?
What?
Okay, so, more spoiler alerts, people. More spoiler alerts. DiCaprio's character is in the movie. He's got a skull. He brings it out on the table. And you know, you can tell the difference between people. You got white people and then you got slave people over here. And then he cuts open the skull and pulls it open. See, here, there's these three dots. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to make it sound like slavery is something that deserves to be there. It's not. It's really a dumb thing because people are people. There's no physiological differentiation that says they're more likely to be servile and they're less. It was just so crazy. But he did it with such delivery that made me laugh my freaking ass off. I told you, Ahelion, there were spoilers. Close your ears. La 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 la. So, Django, when I saw that it was 2.5 hours long, I thought, oh my God, I'm not going to love this movie because it's going to suck. It's going to be too long. And at first, it kind of drags. It's like, oh man, he's going for that stupid long draggy style. Oh, I hated this in the spaghetti westerns. It's making me want to shoot myself. Ah! Wait, what? And then it was getting interesting. Because once the German dentist guy came onto stage, it's like, oh, dude, that's just funny. So, it's a high recommend movie. Even though I like some original westerns, I've got I picked up the Blu-ray a few weeks ago of Clint Eastwood movies, Fistful of Dollars, the whole trio of movies. I'll be watching that sometime soon. But I recommend Django to everybody. However, yes. No zombies.
No zombies.
But there is some good Killamacadon.
There is.
And the other movie I watched, Jack Reacher. Another movie I was surprised that I enjoyed.
That one, I've not heard of.
Oh, it's Tom Cruise. You've not heard of a Tom Cruise movie? I had you pegged as a Cruise fan.
You can't see this right now, but I'm giving you the death stare.
Oh, so you don't like Tom Cruise? Okay. Why don't you like Tom Cruise? I thought all the girls liked Tom Cruise.
I don't know. I'm not all the girls.
No, you're not all of them. You're just one of them. All of them includes all of them. You're just one segment of that whole overriding group of all.
True.
See? I don't make dismissive generalized statements. Well, yes, I do, but that one wasn't one. Okay, so Jack Reacher was, I was surprised, a kind of an enjoyable movie. Tom doesn't actually do his normal acting style. It's like, yeah, I'm going to play this one cool. I'm just going to be, like, low-key. It's like, okay, I'm going to fight some people. Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to do some stuff. Oh, okay. Wow. I'm smart. I know things. Whoo. I enjoyed it. It was surprisingly an interesting movie. I at first thought it was going to be one of these weird sci-fi type things, because I didn't really look at the trailers. It's like, I'll watch movies that everybody else is watching too, because these people are forcing me to watch this one. It's like, whatever, I'll just shut up and watch it. Wait a second. That was interesting. Wow. The storyline followed through. Yes, Jack is correct. Tom Cruise is a wicked little troll. However, one of my favorite movies of all time actually has Tom Cruise in it.
And what movie is that?
Legend.
Which is not the same thing as I Am Legend.
No, because that was a horrible movie of a different stripe altogether. I Am Legend was Will Smith, who has a new movie coming out called After Earth with his kid. Jaden or
kid?
Whatever his name is. Will Smith's kid.
I thought he had two.
I don't follow famous people like that. He's not my buddy. If he was my buddy, I'd know he had how many kids he had. I know he's married. I know he's got at least one kid. I don't know how many other kids he's got.
You should know this.
Why?
Because you're a zombie.
Yes, but you see, I'm not a big fan of his.
But you're a zombie.
Yeah, okay. So guess what? Now we're going to segue into movies that I know you've never seen.
Oh, dear.
Ha-ha! So, creature movies. We've got four kinds technically. I don't know what I'm going to do with the fourth encounter. But the three kinds I have are regular creatures in horror movies. Weird, wacky, what the hell did you people do to this creature? And then just monsterized versions of creatures. So, like, with regular creatures, think, I don't know, like Cujo, which was a fun, fun, fun movie. Have you seen Cujo?
I have not.
And Jack just said something in the chat room that I have to say what Jack said. Because it's true. He's seen the movie too. Legend. Good movie. You should watch it. It's actually got a love story in there. It's got darkness. Tim Curry is a giant, like, 18-foot demon-type thing with the huge horns going on. It's really cool. And there's trolls in there, too. Oh, And it has one of my favorite lines of all time in a movie. And this one I remember. Might be sweet, might be... Might be sweet, might... No. Might be innocent, might be sweet, not half as good as rotting meat. It's one of the trolls talking about seeing Mia Sara for the first time. I love that line. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So, I actually did a couple of googly type things and ended up coming up to this one site that came up with a couple of things that actually worked really well for my segue to things. Oh, and, but it's kind of missed on a few, but it's got some good ones. So, creature movies with Hoa. Hoa. Dog? Sure, dogs count as a creature. They're creatures. I'm just replying to Jack now. So, this movie, if you haven't seen it, is fun. It was one of the first movies for Project Greenlight, I believe it was. It's a movie called Feast. It's a little low-budget movie. It spawned two sequels that were completely, what the hell were you smoking? And apparently he was a lot, because they'd wake up, they'd get together and find him in the tub, just sort of shaken from drug withdrawal or something. I don't know what it was. It was in the extended features in the second or third movie that the director was weird and messed up. And, well, hey, that's where some of the best movies come from. But Balthazar Getty's in it. Most of the rest of the people, I didn't really know their names to. Henry Rollins has a small part in it, and I laughed his character because it was so funny. It was so fudging wrong. But it was good. Feast starts off in a bar in the middle of some town. You have no idea where. And they just start getting attacked for no reason whatsoever. Some kind of weird creatures out there. And it's just some kind of creature has been created out in the middle of the desert. And it's now, bam, attacking everybody in there. I did not. I almost dropped one. I didn't. I didn't drop it. I almost did. I covered it up. I covered it up.
I don't remember hearing the F-bomb.
Exactly. I started with it, and I changed it. I have to maintain a non-F-bomb policy. For myself, anyways. So, Feast 2 and 3, which were bad. Weird. But Feast was good. First one is always good. The Descent. Ooh, strange monsters that they find in the caverns and the below grounds in the scary darkness. Ooh. Really good scary movie because a lot of it's really dark. So these guys list that movie. That's not applicable. That movie's not applicable. Slither. I love this movie. It's by the people who did, like, Nathan Fillion is in it. And if you know who Nathan Fillion is, you'll know that he's the guy from Serenity, Firefly, Castle, and a whole crap load of other stuff. But Slither.
I've seen Serenity.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy that movie?
Yeah.
Cool.
Of course.
So, here's a quote that I can remember from the movie Slither. Tell him about what happened with the deer. You killed the deer. Yeah, tell him. It was a zombie deer. You saved me. Wow. Awesome movie. So, it's got zombie things in it, because it turns everybody into zombies. They keep collecting... Pitch Black is not a horror movie, EW, it's a sci-fi movie, but I love Pitch Black. Speaking of Pitch Black, guess what, people? They are doing another Pitch Black movie, and this one is not going to be Chronicles of Riddick, like, hey, big expanse of universe type thing. It's going to be a Pitch Black movie. It's going to be him, a few things, a few people, and action. Action!
Ooh, action.
Will be fun. So Slither involves some zombie creatures, some little slugs running around and invading people and, like, taking over stuff and doing stuff. Fun movie. The Mist. The Mist has giant creatures and just odd flying about things. And also another favorite line that I always remember in this. The one chick is talking to the other girl. She doesn't like her. If I wanted friends like you, I would just squat and shit one out. That was just one of those shocking lines that in the movie that's like, whoa, I was not expecting that. But...
No.
Moving on. Aliens versus Predators, Aliens 4, Alien Resurrection. I love aliens. Aliens, aliens, lots and lots of aliens. Silicon-based lifestyle, life creatures that like to just kill everything!
Pass.
And I have to reply to Jack in the chat room, because I just will. Then, of course, there's Predator, because it segues in with the aliens, because, you know, hey, aliens. Aliens killing everything. That's awesome. I love it. So now it goes into a couple of other movies. Oh, The Thing. You never really understand what the monster is. You just know it's there. And then Tremors. Yeah! Have you seen the movie Tremors?
No. Yes.
You have seen it?
Yes.
Have you seen the second, third, or fourth one, or the TV series?
Yes.
Really? Come on, that movie is hilarious.
Oh, God, no.
Michael Gross is in
it. The giant snakes popping out of the ground to eat you?
Yeah.
No.
But yeah.
No.
And I've got a movie to watch eventually called Graboids, which is, I think, supposed to be a cheap knockoff of the movie. Yeah, I know it's not a horror movie. I said creature movies. Creatures. People. Creatures. And sure, I'll accept Pitch Black creatures because those were neat. But it was only in the one movie. They didn't have it in the second movie. They didn't have the creatures there.
Stag. Wait, Tremors is a comedy?
Of course it was a comedy. Are you kidding me? That thing was freaking hilarious.
Then again, I did watch Tremors when I was a child, and it scared the crap out of me.
Okay, but Jack just raised another creature movie that I absolutely love. Critters. And I'm going to guess you haven't seen that movie.
Nope.
Oh,
don't know if I want to either.
It's a fun movie. It's in the same vein as Tremors. It's actually from about the same time period, too. Little Rolling Balls of Fuzz. Oh, you've seen Gremlins, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so think of these things as gremlins, but with spikes on their back, and they shoot poison darts, and they grow together and become giant versions of each other, and they like to eat everything. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And if you want to get a really good laugh, Leonardo DiCaprio, seeing as how we were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio earlier, guess what his first movie is?
Don't tell me it's Critters.
Critters number 3!
Are you kidding me?
I am not! He plays a 15-year-old in that movie.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, it's impressive. I actually liked him in that movie. See? Going round robin on the whole Leonardo DiCaprio. This is going to be the Leonardo DiCaprio show. Woohoo! I don't think I've ever enjoyed him in any other movie, so I don't think it's going to go any farther than that.
What about Gangs of New York?
How about not?
He was all feisty and horror and killing in Gangs of New York.
Yeah, but it was boring.
What?
Yeah.
Break my heart.
Yes,
break my heart, ZZ. I love Gangs of New York.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you can keep that all for yourself. Okay, so
I will.
So other creature horror movies? Jaws!
No.
Yeah!
I was afraid to go even in the swimming pool when I saw Jaws.
Yeah! Love Jaws. Jaws was a great first movie. All the rest of them were kind of eh. But Jaws, the first one, was awesome. It's like, ooh, killer white sharks. They're not like that! Not really! But they make me laugh. I like it. Ooh, staying in the ocean, movie called Deep Rising. With Treat Williams and Femke Jensen, who I like in pretty much anything she's done. She did a movie called Lady X, which was her as a superhero, masquerading at night as a superhero, and by day she was a model.
Interesting.
Yes, fun movie, weird. But Deep Rising, is the basic concept is that one teeny tiny little creature from thousands of feet below in the ocean just somehow got up to the top of the ocean and grew very fast, very large, very big, and very hungry. And, well, you know, he had an entire cruise ship to eat. So it did. Me like movies like that. But that's because now, me crazy. Me so
does
crazy.
Does King Kong count?
King
as
Kong
a
is in
movie?
Giant monsters. That's coming up after the break. I'm sticking to certain types of monsters right now. Or certain types of creatures.
Okay.
So the next one I want to throw out at everyone is, do you know your Korean? Got your Korean? I hope you got some Korean going on.
I would say Godzilla, but that's Japanese.
That's right. And Godzilla will be after the show break thing in Bobby 2. This next movie is The Host. Not to be confused with What's Her Sparkliness. We're not going to Sparkly Land. Down. Sparkly Land! Down. Sparkle. No, we're not doing that. Staying away from that. The Host is another one of these foreign horror movies from Korea. And the premise is this giant monster thing just shows up out of the river and starts attacking and killing people. And the whole story is about this one little family whose daughter gets trapped by the creature. And they're trying to get her back, and it's the whole family thing perspective.
The Host from 2006?
Yippers.
You know they have a host, too?
Yes, I know. I haven't seen it yet. Wait, what are they talking about over there?
That movie poster looks creepy.
It's supposed to. Sorry, they were just talking about Jaws in the chat room there. And I had to laugh, because it's funny. Let's see, what else? Oh, Mimic! Yeah! So here's a movie about giant insects that have crawled up from... they don't know where, but they have become bigger. And what is the most commonly used survival/predatory... tool that insects have. It's in the name of the movie.
Mimicry.
The ability to make it look like they look like something else so that they can lure their prey closer and then eat them and kill them. So the insects...
the stick bugs can look like a twig.
Correctamundo.
And katydids look like leaves.
Correctamundo. And there's certain spiders that have little setups where part of their body they leave out in the open. It's like, hey, look, food. And the other creature comes over to get it. It's like, oh, nope, sorry, I'm getting you. Nope. So Mimic is about a bunch of giant insects that have eventually evolved to the point where they look like people. And they basically mug people in the subways and eat them.
Oh, dear.
It's funny. And oh, Anaconda.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Good movie.
Can you tell I don't like big, giant snakes?
Uh-huh. Do you know that the largest recorded snake, I think they have this in the Guinness Book of World Records, was 140 feet long? And they could never actually find the remains of the body. They just sort of had secondhand information from somebody flying overhead when the snake actually popped his head up out of the jungle and tried to attack the helicopter because it didn't know what it was. 140-foot-long snake. They got anacondas in the Amazon jungle that are big enough to swallow a cow whole.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. And it with along with the movie Anaconda, is one of my favorite old-time horror movies, which I haven't seen in ages, called That's the name of the movie. It's about some bad guys have kidnapped this family someplace. I think it was England or something like that. And for some reason, somehow, I don't remember how it worked, but a black mamba. I think it was a black mamba. It was a nice, awful, very vicious, violently poisonous snake who's gotten loose in the house and is going around killing everyone. It's like, it's pointless, but it was funny.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
God, why snakes?
Because snakes are creepy. Oof. Okay, you want me to start talking about spider movies?
No.
Come on, one of my favorite spider movies of all time is called Them.
Spider-Man.
No,
Spider-Man.
That's not a spider movie. Oh. That's Spider-Man. Them. Giant 50-foot mutated nuclear strong spiders. With the weird echo sign. Every time the spider started to show up in the movie. It's a black and white 1950s movie, by the way. I was like, that movie was awesome. The spiders start creeping out of the side. Somebody says, at first you don't know what the hell a stupid sound effect was, but it was supposed to be the spiders talking. It was cool. Ooh, and then another one, spider movie, Naked Runner, The Naked Runner. So a small community trapped in Africa, I can't remember where it was, somewhere along the Nile, and suddenly a swarm of killer ants is just eating away everything in the forest, in the jungle, and they're just stuck in the middle of it, and they're swarmed by tons, millions and millions of little killer ants. Whee! Ooh. And then a movie called Phase 4. By the way, I'm not even reading these anymore. I'm just remembering these things as I go through. Oh. And another one called Eight-Legged Freaks, but Phase 4 first. The colony of spiders become sentient, intelligent enough, and what they're doing is they're trying to take over the planet. Small Texas community or whatever. They take over a few people, and then they actually make friends with somebody at the end of the movie. It's like, oh, that's some nasty cool shit. Oh, and another one, Empire of the Ants. Another mutant, nuclear, radiated, giant ants take over a small community. Oh yeah, it was the timeshare thing. Timeshare, and people are trying to get invited over to the timeshare to buy, and then they find out, oh my god, and the ants take all the people to carry food and then kill and eat the people. It's like, ooh. And Eight-Legged Freaks. Have you seen that one?
I've not.
Come on, that one was a funny comedy one.
Never even heard of it.
That had What's-His-Face from Friends in it. And David Duchovny. And a few other people, too. But it was waste stuff started mutating these spiders, and they all started going all over the place. No, David Duchovny was in the other one. Eight-Legged Freaks had the guy from Friends. No, not Friends. Whatever. Watch the movie. It's funny. However, I think now is a good point to where we do the roll of the intermezzo thing. Hey, W, hit that button, please.
Jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hide and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
right, all systems fail. Hey, you, good looking female. Come here.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
Boogity boogity, boogity boogity boogity. And I just read that there was a Mimic 3 as well.
Something tells me that tonight there's going to be a jailbreak.
Yes, tonight there's going to be some trouble. So I'm now reading the big list of creature horror movies. And one of my favorites that I have to throw in is called Piranha.
I've heard of that one.
Which one? There's five of them.
All of them. I've never wanted to see them, though.
Oh, come on. Piranha 3D is an awesome movie. That's the one that came out a few years ago.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. That's what Jerry O'Connell and his junk gets cut off and floats in the ocean, and another thing gobbles it all up, and it's the first time that particular member of the anatomy has been featured in 3D on film. He was very proud of that.
Oh, dear Lord.
Hey, if you're going to be proud of something, you got to be proud of something. It's like, wow, that's wacky. What the hell?
I mean, if it's something you must be proud of, then I guess you can be proud of it. But
yeah. But you want to have a really good laugh? Do you know who David Hasselhoff is?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy David Hasselhoff's particular brand of, what shall we call that? We'll call that acting.
Yeah.
Really? Then you have to watch a movie called Piranha 3DD.
No.
You do. You have to watch it because, David, I don't like Hasselhoff in much anymore, but he made me howl in this movie. And yes, EW, really. It's Piranha 3DD. There is, yes, a fair amount of nudity and what you would expect in a beach bimbo movie.
Come on, someone gets their junk cut off.
No, that's in the first movie.
Oh, this is that's the in sequel. The first movie?
This is the sequel.
I thought you said in 3D they got their junk cut off.
No, that's in the first movie. Okay, sorry, I should respawn here, because, you know, that's a joke there, too. Piranha, the first movie, 1995. Sorry. Piranha 2, The Spawning, Piranha, 1979, then Piranha, the remake, those were from the old 90s and 80s movies. Then in 2010, they came out with a movie called Piranha 3D. That had Jerry O'Connell, a bunch of other people in it, blah, 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 blah. That was a fun movie. And that's where Jerry O'Connell's junk gets chopped off and on 3D. Then Piranha 3DD, 3DD, that came out last year. That has David Hasselhoff playing his best role I've ever seen him, and this includes his really, really bad attempt at being Nick Fury in Nick Fury. Oh my god, that was a horrible movie. I have nightmares. Oh. But Piranha 3D, Double D, has him laughing my ass off as he's making more fun of himself than I could ever possibly have accomplished. There's a scene where he's running across, you know that Baywatch scene? So
yeah.
He's actually playing himself in this movie. He's playing David Hasselhoff, guest appearing at the opening of a water world. Okay? So you have to get that impression mind first up top. So then he's got this one scene where, oh, the piranhas are attacking all over the place. He's got to save the little boy over in the corner. They do that Baywatch run where he's in like slow motion and his old man pecs are bouncing up and down. He's like, oh my god, that's ugly. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see that. And then it just stops for a second, bends over. I'm too old for this shit. Gets back up and starts running again. It's hilarious. But it still has all of that horror stuff in it. You know, all the piranhas, all the blood, all the things that are scary. Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. Awesome movie. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it highly to everyone. So, Oh, and by the way, then there's also mention of Mega Piranha, which, quite frankly, is a bad sci-fi movie, but whatever. So, some people in the chat room wanted to mention some of my favorite monster. Do you know what monster I'm talking about?
Oh my god, Ikaruga!
What?
Godzilla.
No, Gojira.
Oh.
Gojira is the Japanese pronunciation of Godzilla. Save us, Gojira, save us! And of course, all the whole plethora of monsters in that. You know that there's over like 30 Godzilla movies?
Are you kidding me?
I am not. And on top of that, there is another 20 of the other monster movies. Mothra, Rodan, Ghidorah, Mechagodzilla, King Kong, and all of these spin-offs from Toho. Toho is the name of the studios in Japan that created the Godzilla franchise. And by the way, we don't speak of the American Godzilla because that movie sucked! Although Matthew Broderick and Jean Renault had some great lines and moments in the movie. But the movie sucked. Godzilla, the American Godzilla, sucked. Sucked. Horrible, horrible, horrible. But the Japanese Godzilla, awesome! The only really good thing about the American Godzilla movie was the Pizza Hut commercial. Here, lizard, 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 with the little chihuahua. Do you remember that commercial?
I do.
I laughed. I laughed. I had that little action figure of that somewhere. I don't know where the hell it is anymore, but that was a long time ago. See, if they can make commercials like that, they can actually sell products. Because those were intelligent, and it was funny, and it's like, it didn't matter if it related to anything about what they were selling. It was amusing. You would watch it and enjoy it, and it would be fun.
It would catch people's eyes so that they watch the commercials for yeah. what you were selling.
Yeah. Now, that being all said, Godzilla was not a horror scary movie. It was kind of a more sci-fi kind of attempt at horror from the 50s. And fun little fact about Godzilla, the first one, the original 1950s, had Michael Ironside in it. I don't know if you're familiar with Michael, but he's old. But, sorry, Jazzy, that was a jab at you.
Hey!
He's before your time. He was dead probably before you were born. But they brought him in to Americanize the movie so that it would be palatable for an American audience.
I thought it was more of a jab because I just had my birthday.
Well, there's no, I don't make fun of people's age. I make fun of their youth. Youth is wasted on the young. Give me all the young people. I'll take them and eat them. Zombies! Yeah! Zombies! So, I got a few other movies to throw out on this, because you know I love bad horror movies, right, people? Come on, people, give me a response. You know, you know my answer to that question. It's yes, I love bad horror movies. Oh, so Jack's just mentioning something there. I'm going to mention something really bad off the top of my head. Was a movie called, have you ever heard the Creature from the Black Lagoon?
I have.
Okay, so that was one of the good classic Universal Monsters horror movie. Raymond Burr. Yes, you're right. He played Ironside later on. I can't help it. That's who he was to me. Talking to Jack in the chat room there. So Creature from the Black Lagoon is a good creepy horror movie about this fish man out of the water. That was a good movie. Then there is a little knockoff type super uber kind of bad B movie called Creature from the Black Lake. Okay? So this is supposed to be about a nuclear mutant guy, thing, creature guy, but you can see the zipper on his suit in the freaking movie! It's like, dude! But it was a 1960s movie, what do you want? So, back to the premise I was going to before I went on to that little segue, because thank you very much, Jack. Bad horror creature movies. Bad. Really, 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 really bad horror creature movies. One of my favorites. I've mentioned it before. Jazzy, do you remember the name of this movie called Thanksgiving?
I do remember about both.
It's about.
I think you mentioned it on my turkey rant day.
Do you know why? Because it's about a freaking possessed turkey that goes around killing people. Yes, Helia.
I'm surprised that turkeys don't do that.
Well, I'm also going to mention another killing turkey horror scary movie called Poultrygeist. Put out by our fun favorite people of really, really bad, weird, what the heck kind of movie was that? Troma Films! They make some movies that are... What? Oh my gosh, I can't believe you... I can't watch this anymore, but that's bad. What's it? What next? Oh, that hurt. Oh, that's Troma. You watch a Troma movie, you just do not understand how bad it can be, and then they make it wackier. Now, in the same vein of bad horror creature movies, another favorite, this one from New Zealand, called Black Sheep. Guess what it's about?
Sheep.
A killer possessed sheep that's going around killing people. Yeah!
Those people probably deserved it.
Sure.
They probably antagonized that poor little sheep, and it just got so fed up.
And the Indian burial ground that they buried the sheep in. Yes.
That too.
Which is both Poultrygeist and Thanksgiving's main device. It's a buried poultry, buried Indian burial ground, and spirits gone angry and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, let's kill things. Okay. I like that stuff. That stuff's just really weird wrong. But it works. So, I got a couple more movies I want to throw in. And The Abyss was an awesome movie. And Leviathan, if you're going to keep going on with that, people. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to my brothers the other day. And they're a bit of the technophobish. They don't like really technology much or computers and stuff. And they are kind of always interested. How the hell can you have two conversations at once? Simple. You talk about over there, you look over there, and you can think about this, and you can do that, and you can do this, and you can do that. And it's like, hey, if I really wanted to, I could also talk to these guys over here too. But I'm not going to right now, because I'm going to go back to, guess what other kind of wicked creature plant movies that are out? Plants!
Plants versus Zombies?
I love the premise of the game, but I've never played the game because I find it boring. But the visuals of it make me laugh. I have the pop vinyl figures. You know the little pop vinyl figures? There's five of them. I have them. They're on my shelf. Awesome. They make me laugh. So, the first movie I'm going to talk about horror plants, The Crappening.
Haven't heard of that one.
I hated this movie. It's actually called The Happening. It's the M. Night Shyamalan's movie. This movie made me upset. This movie was about, oh, people start dying all of a sudden. Oh, by the way, spoiler alerts again for anybody who hasn't seen it by now. Please don't. Save yourself some trouble. People are dying. They're dying all over the place. Oh, people everywhere are dying. We can't figure out what's going on. It's just people are dying. They're throwing themselves off the roof, and they're just dying. And towards the end of the movie, you find out it's the plants was telling everybody to kill themselves. The main premise of the freaking movie is so lame. If they were
Doing that? The plant told me to.
It doesn't actually come out like that. It's just the plant sent out these wave. The Day of the Triffids is an awesome movie. The Chrysalids, awesome movie. And the Pod People, all of the Pod People movies are awesome. Speaking of which, back to The Crappening. So the plants don't actually tell them to do anything. It's just, it sends out waves of this negative energy. And people go, oh, I should just kill myself. And then they do it. And it's like, oh, man. That really bugged me in the movie. Because if the plants were actually killing people, that would have been cool. That would have been fun. Watching a bunch of vines just blow out of nowhere and grab people and rip them to shreds or hang them or whatever, that would have been neat and interesting. But no, the monsters just had to go, the creatures, all of life on the planet was just trying to tell people on the planet, wake up, you know what we can do to you, we can kill you all. It was the plants, as Hellion just said. man, that movie made me want to punch things. But I'm going to throw
that's
in another.
That's how you really feel, zombie.
I did. And I'll say it again. Same thing. Killer Tomatoes. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Oh, dear.
I love that movie. All four of them, actually. There's four of them. Four movies about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I cannot sing the theme song because it's been so long since I've seen it. But I remember there's one bit about in the second movie where they just pause in the middle of the movie and start doing these, oh, and you know what? We should probably talk about how Pepsi, I think it was Pepsi they were talking about, Pepsi is an awesome soda beverage. We drink Pepsi here on the show. Da-da-da-dum. And it was all these really blatant attempts at product placement in the show. Funny stuff. So, enough on the bad plant movies. There's a bunch of other movies, plant movies too. Little Shop of Horrors with Jack Nicholson, the old black and white one, where he's got the plant named Vera, whatever, that likes to eat people. Good movie. Fun. And then they did the remake of it with a bunch of the Second City people. Yeah. But a movie that I wanted to throw out because I like monkeys. Monkeys make me laugh my arse off. Okay. Ooh, we need to have a horror movie with killer squirrels. But we'll get back to that. Monkeys. It's a movie called The Mother of Tears. This is by Dario Argento. He's an Italian splatter guy. He loves horror movies. He does some of the craziest, weirdest horror movie stuff. Oh my god, some of these movies. What really freaks me out is he always has his daughter in every single movie with a revealing, hey, nude shot. And this movie had no exception.
But why would you cast your daughter in a movie and have her have a nude shot?
Don't ask me. I'm just saying. It's in every
you
single
have to watch
one of those
this.
Movies.
Does that mean you enjoy watching your daughter be naked? Ugh!
It's Italian. It's different. It's European. They have different mores about what's right and wrong about sexuality. They're fine with that over there. That's cool. But I want to get back to The Mother of Tears. The movie, not that great. I was very disappointed in the movie overall. But the first 5-10 minute scene has this really crazy killer monkey running around the museum. It's freaky as hell. And I love that movie. And Monkey Shines. That was a great movie with monkeys. But I just wanted to say, if you haven't realized it or not, it's 10 o'clock almost. We're almost an hour past in our show here.
And oh my goodness.
I didn't even have time to say, hey, guess what's coming up on Free Pie after this? Free Pie. And I hear EW has a special guest, something to do with Hell's Kitchen. But we're not going into details because we're going to sign off now and say, thanks everybody for coming to our show. Have yourselves a whole buttload of fun.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.